When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the John Kincaid Show.
It's a good time. Spending Sunday mornings together. Always love it because we have good debate. We have good conversation.
Here's John Kincaid.
Welcome back. It's the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. With challenging times upon us, Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help you if you need mortgage assistance. You can contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage will be with you every step of the way. I say welcome back. It was... I'm not going to lie and say that I missed you last week. I do love the audience here. Absolutely love you all. Love Tony Pierno on Twitter, our producer. But I didn't miss any of you last Sunday. I didn't think of you once. And I honestly, I didn't think about this job or this work pretty much all week long. My week off of the internet, social media, Twitter, Facebook with friends. It was just joyous. There was never a year, I don't think more, where just a disconnect seemed more appropriate and just seemed more just refreshing than this year. And I do it every year. So it's not something that I have just started. I've been doing this for quite a while now, where I just go away and I go away. I am completely present. Present for my family, present for me. Not worried about what went on this morning that everybody's hair is on fire about on social media. Where's the nonsense of the day? What's the outrage of the day? But I had to come back to it yesterday. And I always say it's the hardest show of the year today because it's the first one back when you've been doing nothing all week. And I mean, I did nothing all week. So when I tell you, like, I was completely disconnected from sports stories, news stories, whatever, I do nothing all week. Later on, when I normally would maybe be cruising the internet and crafting together stories to talk about, to do a daily show or our weekly show here, we were watching old reruns of Everybody Loves Raymond, or I was sitting out having a cocktail on the patio overlooking the Atlantic Ocean. By the way, Hammock Beach was beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. They're waiting for you down there. And then you come back to reality. And it's a reality that, again, I will say to you, it's not the new normal. This is not normal. Nothing about it is normal. Nothing about it is our new normal. We will live again. We will socialize again. We will do all those things again. But as I watched, I realize now as I come back, I'm thrilled when I miss the vitriol. I'm thrilled when I don't have to watch any kind of spinning of the daily news stories. I'm thrilled when I can avoid people purposefully discussing stories with a slant. I'm thrilled to be away from it. Absolutely honored to be away from it. I see the obsession with numbers and testing at point blank. Since the beginning, you can choose to be optimistic in life or you can choose to be pessimistic. You can choose to be a skeptic, which if you've listened to this show on this network for 8 years, or if you've listened on the previous network before that, you know, skeptic, check the box. Kincaid's a skeptic. Check the box. He's a skeptic. I'm always looking at something and saying, okay, one side or the other, one argument or the other, whether it was taught, whether we're talking sports arguments, political arguments, or whatever, now that have descended into medical arguments, are going to be spun. You can choose how you want to spin it. We have taken this story and we've been positive about it on this network since the entire drama began. That is a conscious choice. I believe you prefer that. Now, again, I raise my hand and tell you that's my own arrogance. My own arrogance believes, okay, I've done this job long enough. I believe there are more optimistic people out there, people who choose not to be inundated with gloom and doom, and more importantly, speculation, than choose to be just, that would just prefer a more positive slant. You can do it with any one of these stories. You can do it. Anthony, since I was away this week, how big were the stories about the University of Texas and Clemson having the positive tests with the football players? How big, like, how much did that dominate conversation at whatever point in the week? And I'm sorry, I don't know which day. Do you know? So that story, rightfully so, needs to be reported, needs to be discussed. Do you know how many of those Clemson players required any kind of hospitalization or anything?
Zero.
Do you know how many Texas players or LSU players?
I believe zero.
So the headline sounds scary. Oh my gosh, it's scary. It's crazy. These numbers are through the roof. It's crazy. But wouldn't the follow-up question be, how many of these kids are now in the hospital? How many of these kids now require, remember when ventilators were a big thing for those with pre-existing conditions or elderly? Ventilators was a big thing. COVID beds, a big question. You can't just have the headlines and then not have the logical follow-up questions. And again, this is me sharing with you. Could these 23 players, 25 players, 20 players, 18 players, whatever the number is you want to give me, if they were at death's door, if they were hospitalized, if they were, to me, that is a completely different story than tested positive, asymptomatic, didn't even know they had it, or if someone had it, they started to show a fever. That's a completely different story. But in today's day and age, in news, journalism, whatever you want to call it, I don't believe it. I believe it's opinion peddling. And by the way, I think it goes both ways. I've seen friends of mine outraged that they can't have 100 people at a gathering, but you're allowed to have tens of thousands of people marching in the streets shoulder to shoulder. Many of them, the majority, from most of the pictures, not wearing masks. But they also don't see a problem with a rally being held in Oklahoma. And I'll call it out both ways. You can't have it both ways. If you're outraged by one, you're outraged by another. And are we... And honestly, and I'm asking the question, when you see upticks in cases and you see upticks in positive cases and everything, Do you think thousands of people marching in the streets, many of them without masks, shoulder to shoulder, do you think that maybe can be tied to communities and positive test cases? Because if you don't, you're purposefully being ignorant. But then you can't be supporting a completely unnecessary political rally either in another state. And yes, I said completely unnecessary. Completely unnecessary. Because you see, I'm not playing it. I'm not going to play this virus as a political game. I'm not going to play it through the slant of one side's view of the world versus one side's view of the world. I'll look at it objectively, and I'll continue to look at it objectively. I'm not going to give you the scary headline without giving you the context to going, wow. And I have a very bright 16-year-old. And I had three 16-year-old girls all week long in my presence because my daughter brought along two of her friends to the beach, and we had a great, great time. And listening to them laugh, listening to them talk, was an education. And around 6.5 hours in the car was an education, hearing them talk, hearing them converse, hearing their thoughts on the world. And one of the things that was very, very bright, as when I hear the girls talking, is all these young people now testing positive that they're out amongst each other. Imagine if that had happened a couple months ago. They'd be past it. Imagine if, and as pointed out by the own numbers here, if you're below the age of 40, the survival rate is astonishing. It's astonishing. If you're below 40 and died of complications from COVID, or you had COVID and COVID was what killed you, it's as if you got almost struck by lightning. But is that disgust? No, because that doesn't feed the beast. That doesn't feed the negative beast. By the way, most of our professional athletes, Anthony, I'm just checking. Most professional athletes, like under 40, right? Healthy and under 40, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Healthy under 40. Now, NFL I worry about. And college football I worry about because of the amount of guys who are overweight. Linemen, overweight, big, beasty guys. I worry about that. But if you're under 40, look, it's not political. It just look at the numbers, review them for yourself. Survival rate is ridiculous. But we're not talking about that. Because you see, for one side, it's be outraged by everything. By another side, it's be selectively outraged right now. That because that's the game plan each side is peddling. And I reject it all. I reject it all. And a week away from it, and we don't watch a lot of network news or anything like that in our house. We just don't like it. Being a media member this long, I know the game. I know the agenda. I know what it's all about. But I'm gonna avoid it more than I did before going away. I didn't miss the vitriol at all. And sadly enough, I didn't miss my own friends every day telling me what needs to be said on social media, what needs to be posted, what you need to be outraged about that Wednesday, what you need to be outraged about tomorrow, why the other side that's outraged is wrong. I didn't miss it at all. I didn't miss it at all. I can tell you this. We're going to talk about it this morning. I will have a lot to say about cancel culture. And cancel culture is clearly a thing. It's clearly a thing. And I'll have a lot to say about it this morning. And some of you are going to be pissed at me about it. Some of you are going to say, yeah, absolutely right. But I promise you this. I will manage to annoy people on both sides of the divide when it comes to things I'm seeing. I just can't. And I know it's coming to sports. And so we're going to take the lead today, and we're going to bring it to the world of music. I'm going to bring it into the world of music, because the world of music is coming through unscathed with this big cancel culture that we've got to get to. We've got to address it. We got to get ahead of the curve here. But I know it's coming to sports. I know it's coming next, because opportunists will always seize opportunity. Opportunists always will find it's like Dracula going out at night to bite on the neck of some absolutely beautiful young woman in a Dracula movie to feed. It's the lifeblood. But when we start today, I'm starting with assisted suicide. And no, it's not what you think. It's not Dr. Kevorkian. And by the way, if you don't know who Dr. Kevorkian is, Google it. Sorry about that. But I truly can't believe that something that I have loved my entire life, as long as I can remember, is honestly taking part in assisted suicide right now. And sports-wise, it sucks. For communities, for young people, for lifebloods of many towns and cities in America, it sucks. And we'll start there. But first, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Happy Father's Day. I have a little Father's Day message a little bit later on coming up on the show. My dad's been gone since my 16th birthday, so it's been a while for me. But I've learned a lot more about him in the past 30 plus years. I've learned a lot more about him as I've been a dad myself. And I realize I'm a pretty harsh critic. I'm a really harsh critic, but you already know that if you listen to the show.
It's becoming your Sunday habit. This is the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And a happy Father's Day to you, to all the dads out there. Father's Day 2020. Hopefully you find some time to spend some time with your kids. Hopefully your kids find some time, more importantly, to spend some time with you. I'm hoping that's going to be the case. It's interesting having now a rising junior in high school and her friends, that when she has friends down the beach, I used to love going down to the kids' pool where we go and hanging out with her in the kids' pool and just talking. Just talking. Throwing around a ball, or she's diving in the pool, or just hanging out. Now she brings her friends along and they're all immersed in their own lives and their own conversations and everything like that. And if it was once, it was 1,000 times that Christina's like, just let them do their thing. Let them do their thing. Just hang out. And it's hard. It's hard. For you parents out there who have older kids, I can't imagine a day where my daughter's not in my life. I just can't. Telling me what to do, telling me, Dad, don't wear that shirt. One of her favorite things to do, Dad, don't wear that shirt. Get rid of that shirt. It really doesn't look good. That's not a good style. Dad, that style's not good. I'm going to miss that someday when I don't have it on a daily basis. Richie in Fort Lauderdale wants to get in with us here on the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. I got choked up there for a second. I'm tired. Richie, how are you, buddy? What's going on?
Hey, John, listen, I've been listening to you for a long time. You just choked me up a little bit, too. I'm dead serious.
I get a little choked up there just thinking about it. I want her, it's so weird, because Richie, I want her to not need me. It's right. One of the things right. In life, and I tell her that all the time. I'm like, I want to release her to the world and be like,
don't want that, John. Don't want that.
I know I don't want it, but I want her to not need me.
I have 40-year-olds. I have a 42-year-old son and a 37-year-old son that light up my life every time I think about them. And when I don't think about them, my tears come to my eyes. But
God bless you.
I do. I am blessed. And there's a couple things I want to address. First of all, I am not from Philly.
Okay.
But I had the opportunity growing up. I played Division I basketball, got four-year scholarships from about 50 colleges around the country, and was privy to playing high school ball with the one of the top 15 players that ever played in the NBA. And he's from Philly. And if I give you his nickname, it'll take you 3 seconds to know who he is.
Okay.
So I'll give you the nickname. You ready?
Yeah.
The Doctor.
Oh, gosh. The best.
Yes.
The best.
No. Wait.
I get to run into him in Atlanta often, and believe me, I'm as a kid who grew up loving Julius Erving. Whenever I'm even in the same room as him, I'm that kid again. I'm not a grown up. I'm not that
John,
grown up.
Let me tell you, he's a better person than he is.
Yes, he is.
But here's the bottom line. I just wanted to share with that because I know you're from Philly.
Sure.
We played head-to-head 6 times, sophomore, junior, and senior year. The only time he tied me in scoring was the last game we ever played. That was 28 points.
Wow, very good.
We each had 20. Yeah. And we guarded each other. But anyway, what's happening right now is that we're absent of leadership. And the leadership is very important in not only our country, but to the world. And it's just very frightening to me. I'm of the Jewish faith, and I lost family members in the Holocaust. It's no joke, man.
It's not.
On a Friday night, arbitrarily, and the judge, the gentleman that was fired happens to be of Jewish faith. So just fire a guy. Because he's really got.
Well, we're not going to. I'm not getting into either side of. I'm not to any either side of politics. Let me ask you this, Richie, in closing.
Yeah.
Have you done, and it might be too much for you,
no.
Have you done the Holocaust Museum in D.C.?
Absolutely. And I couldn't,
Richie,
I couldn't talk for 8 hours.
Well, I can only imagine with your background. I mean, I felt sick for like 2 hours. And I mean, and I'm not trying to discourage anyone from going because I thought that was as beautiful.
Amazing.
It was amazing. And everybody should see it. But it's one of those things, and I don't know if I'm wrong, but I'm like, okay, I've seen it. I never want to see it again. Okay, I saw it. I don't want to see it again. But it was the most beautiful thing, and everybody should get a chance to check it out. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It. Happy Father's Day to you, man. Happy Father's Day to you. Thank you, buddy. If Richie's down there in Fort Lauderdale, he can find my license plates. My old Pennsylvania license plates at the Bahia Cabana. There's a thatched roof bar at Bahia Mar Yacht Basin at a hotel that I think is now a Days Inn or something, but it's the Bahia Cabana. And you go to the bar, and when you walk up to the bar, you walk by the hot tub, by the pool, and you walk to the bar staring right ahead of you, you're going to see a goalie mask. You're going to see a goalie stick. And then you're going to see some Pennsylvania license plates. Flyers 1 and Blackhawks across the way, and you can see my old Pennsylvania license plates hanging in there. Assisted suicide is coming. And for something that I really, really love, and that's Major League Baseball. I hate to be the one to say it, but I'm convinced. After going into a hole for a week and then coming out, I got to tell you, I was optimistic before I went on vacation that we would have a plan while I was away. And to come back to the nonsense of this past week, and then, by the way, to read it. So I wasn't consuming it as it was going along, but reading it. I'm extremely disappointed because I love baseball. And yes, I'm of the age group that is the, honestly, maybe it's probably like 35 and above, 40 and above, the last bastion of Major League Baseball zealots. And what's a shame is that I don't believe Major League Baseball sees it coming. I believe they're the person that they're smoking 6 packs a day and saying, nah, I'm not going to get lung cancer. They're just going to go about their business. And players, owners alike, some of the most unreasonable, unbending negotiating tactics I've ever seen. And I would clearly give the nudge to more blame going to the baseball players because of the fact that I sort of understand that in no line of work do the employees get to dictate to the employers. Do the employees get to say to the business owner, we want our way, you're giving us our way, and it's our way or the highway. So my blame game meter clearly falls more on the players than owners. But that doesn't mean that I believe the owners are blameless. But this is assisted suicide. Because at the end of the 21 season, we are going to have a lockout. We're going to have a lockout. Major League Baseball owners are going to lock out the players unless they can come to a reasonable agreement to work. And I believe at this point, I'm more aware than ever that if you're not doing revenue sharing and you're not going to agree to a salary cap revenue sharing, it's not going to work. The business model's not going to work. So I think there is a huge civil war coming on the baseball front at the end of the 21 season. So if you kick the can down the street and you blow up the 20 season, the negativity, the bad news, the lack of goodwill is going to be palpable in the air. And then you're going to play next season with the work stoppage looming at the end of the World Series. I don't think baseball survives it. And I don't mean the sport goes away. I don't mean that the sport's going to fall and go away forever. But I absolutely believe baseball will be permanently damaged to the point that it never recovers in popularity. You may have a thought on that too. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Lots of blame to go around on both sides of that. But it's embarrassing. It really is. It's absolutely embarrassing. Got a lot coming up for you in the show. Please be a part of it today. Love when you get involved too. And remember, we're 4 hours again. So you can listen on CBS Sports Radio, the app. You can listen on radio.com. You can listen at SiriusXM 206. Your great local affiliates. By the way, when you use the radio.com app, you can listen back. You can rewind the show and listen to the parts that you miss. It's a really easy thing to do. I appreciate it every time you listen.
He loves being right. We just wish he was more often. Now back to the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And we're back to the four-hour John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. So we're back to our regular time slot, 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And I appreciate the more you listen, it is greatly appreciated. I thank Robin Lundberg for getting up last week and doing back-to-back days. Was Lundberg all right with that? I mean, between his Sports Illustrated duties and then Anthony, he was fine. He didn't oversleep or anything last week.
A pro. He could handle it.
He's a total pro. I mean, he's a pro. He absolutely is a pro. I will tell you that the winner of the Bad Drivers Award, and it just seems like there's a trend. When you drive in Florida, and you're coming from Florida, and I'm coming back to Georgia, so I'm doing the 75 route. So I'm doing 95 to 295 to 75 north, and they get on 675 and 475 and everything. But the winner of the 2020 beach trip, worst driving state on the roadways. Anthony, do you have a guess? Who won the worst drivers? We do this every year. The worst drivers that I met on the roads were from what state? Now, think of where I'm at in the country, so it might help the odds a little bit of you getting it right.
Georgia. No.
It wasn't Georgia this year. But believe me, once we got back into Georgia.
I'm just thinking about my experience when I came down there last summer.
Atlanta.
I got so aggravated when I was in Atlanta.
My wife said the minute we were 20 minutes outside of Atlanta coming back to town. And she goes, okay, we're back to the idiots on the roads. So she agrees with you. She's like, look at the idiots. We're back to the idiots on the roads. So it was the winner is Tennessee, where I guess they have forgotten to teach in driver's ed, which my daughter's doing right now as she is her first on the road lessons this week with her driving instructor, which is God bless it. And I'm saying the driving instructor, God bless him. That it was Tennessee. They have stopped teaching. Get the hell out of the left lane. I don't know if that's exactly the legal wording of it, but get out of the left lane. Someone listening to the show right now is on the roadways and they're behind somebody from Tennessee who doesn't understand. Get out of the left lane. Now in Georgia, we will pull you over for this. And Anthony will find this funny because he thought our roads were absolutely like Thunderdome down here. But you know, they will pull you over in Georgia for blocking the left lane.
I mean, when I was there last summer, I was going like already as it was like 20 miles per hour over the speed limit. And I still had people right on my ass.
I wish I could say to you that you're exaggerating. You're not. By the way, my brother checks in. Doc is up early, and he says that the Bahia Cabana closed. So I'm telling people that check out the Bahia Cabana down there in Fort Lauderdale. This bums me out. This is a piece of my childhood. This is a piece of my young adulthood. The Bahia Cabana closed. So I don't know if it closed and they're tearing it down, if it closed, whatever. But this is a loss right there in the Bahia Mar Yacht Basin. Moment of silence for the Bahia Cabana. Thank you. I appreciate it. That's a part of my childhood that is gone now. Yeah, that really bums me out. That is absolutely terrible. Okay. The NFLPA is now, they're talking about the coronavirus and the tactics of what needs to come to be able to pull this thing off. And so again, I had to go to the numbers. Because I'm not going to go to an opinion. I'm just going to give you a number. And we have not passed 1,000 deaths nationwide under the age of 39 from coronavirus. We have not passed that. So, let me connect the dots, and I may be connecting the dots poorly. And if you think so, you can join me at 855-212-4CBS. We have not passed the 1,000 death mark. And by the way, that's something to be very, very happy with. But it's also something now that we're deep enough into this that I think we can draw some sort of conclusions that when half the deaths in the country are above the age of 74, want to be correct, and a good portion of those in nursing homes, that I think we're far enough into this that we can draw some conclusions here about who the most vulnerable are and who needs to be sheltered. I've got a almost 91-year-old mother. She is absolutely going stir crazy. She's not in a senior living facility. And I got to say, considering how poorly it was handled in her home state of Pennsylvania, I'm glad she wasn't in a senior living facility. I'm glad she's not. But I think we can identify the most vulnerable. And yes, there are a lot of things that are coming together here where they're having to close some team facilities and they're seeing people test positive, and we're finding out that members of the Dallas Cowboys and the Houston Texans, as I catch up on my reading this week, Dallas Cowboys and Houston Texans testing positive. And again, the follow-up story, I believe would or should be, and you can disagree with this, Okay, of those players, are any of them hospitalized? Are any of them in any kind of danger? Are any of them at risk? Like, are they finding themselves where they can't function? Or are they going about their lives? And many of them, like the college kids, didn't know they had COVID to begin with. There are conclusions that can be drawn. And one of them is mutual risk. And it is going to have to be assumed. So, of course, you go to social media and you say, well, if these people are going out and they're not wearing a mask, they should have to sign medical waivers that say they're not going to use the healthcare system. I've seen that over and over again. They should sign a waiver that says they're not going to use the healthcare system. Okay, that's fine. As long as we are going to hold that same standard to everyone in the country who smokes. Everyone in the country who has abused alcohol and has had to be treated for that. Everybody in the country who does any kind of illegal drugs or has been caught using illegal drugs. So as long as we're going to do that, that person, they should waive their right to health care because that they're putting everybody at risk. Okay. Then we're going to get to now where everybody waive your right to health care. If you've done any risky behavior, when you go up to order that Baconator, I think you need to sign a waiver and say you're not going to go for a triple bypass in a couple years. This is where we're at. This is the vitriol with where we're at. NFL players, like when I heard Major League Baseball players, the Major League Baseball now is starting to look at the health issues. Seriously, do not pee on my leg and tell me that it's raining. Don't now start to tell me, well, now we're worried about the health issues. BS. It's been nothing about the health issues. It's been about the money issues. And by the way, if you're worried about money, so am I. So is every single person that's employed. And I'll never rip you for it. But I'll rip you for it if I think your demands are ridiculous or your concerns are ridiculous. But please, don't hide behind the virus now. The NFLPA, Major League Baseball PA, whatever it is. Because you're trying to negotiate better deals financially. Please don't pull that on me, because I ain't buying it. And I will call it out. Ramon in Indianapolis joins us. Ramon, good morning. You're on the John Kincaid Show. How are you?
Hey, John. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate you. And you made some compelling arguments. I would just like to add a couple things, being a 26-year healthcare professional.
How have the last 3 months been for you before you get started here?
It's been ridiculous from providers, from the hospital standpoint, non-reimbursement.
Crazy.
It's just been from top to bottom. Everything is, I was just talking to a coworker, I was just leaving work, and it's all been mismanaged. From top to bottom, from payment, we're going to end up losing or either have to get hours cut because we've just eaten all this cost and the hospitals can't eat it. No one's thought about that. There is a large cost involved that hospitals have been able to get reimbursed people, and we're going to be the ones suffering. Talking about furloughing workers from the kitchen all the way
up to the
nursing staff. Yeah, so,
well, God bless you. God bless you mm-hmm. for being available. I don't want to take away from what you want to talk about, though, because I don't want to run out of time.
No problem. I think when I listened to a couple of baseball players and pitchers talked about, a number of them talked about how they have older family members with cancer they take care of, lupus. I have a relative with lupus. I have to watch myself. I got to go in now and take all my clothes off and put my shoes outside. You know, I think that's the issue, them bringing things home to others that they're worried about, that they take care of. And so I don't know how you can deal with that as far as from the sports perspective.
Well, Ramon, here's what I would say. The baseball players financially support that, but they can. I have a 91-year-old mom. My brother, my sister, make sure she has her groceries, make sure she has her everything that she needs. But they also don't spend, they make sure not to spend extended time with her where they'd bring coronavirus into her apartment and put her at risk. Major League Baseball players are on the road 7-10 days at a time, those type of things. They're not having to take care of those relatives every day. They have somebody that does it for them or someone else that does it for them. It's important.
I want to
get on a plane. I'd love to get on a plane and go just spend 2 days with my mom. But I actually would I would feel awful if I was the one that brought COVID into her life. And we've talked about it. And she's like, you don't need to do that. Ramon, I got to run, but I appreciate you very much. Thank you for being on the job for all of us. As people sheltered in place, putting yourself at risk. Thank you, buddy. Greatly appreciate it. You want to get in with us, you can at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. There is a movement afoot. The stick to sports crowd has been very vocal. My take on it is going to be different than probably anything you've ever heard. That's what I'm going to tell you now. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.